Right.
That's why all roads come back to the Death Island there.
Right.
Gate
and
5.
Harry is out of the loop. He's writing his biography. He's silly.
Who?
Right? He's just not.
Who?
Prince Harry.
Who?
He's a who.
Never,
he's gone.
Never heard of him. Never heard of him.
Seeing the difference between aliens and angels, what's that got to do with this? Seeing little things.
Angels will fuck you up. Gods will support you if you're also a god. Angels will
right,
fuck you up if you're not sure. If you're not sure,
he has to
an
know.
Angel will trick you. An angel will trick you. An angel would send the wrong person. Okay, here's what an angel will do. An angel will put some nefarious thing in the warehouse and cause all kinds of problems. All kinds of problems. More than you know. An angel will cause the USPS, the United States Post Office, to cancel New Capstone's shipping agreement because they don't think they're doing enough. Cause every trouble in the whole wide world without regard of the consequences. God will
right.
do
the
that
postal,
through the process.
The postal system considers themselves not doing enough, or New Capstone doesn't do enough?
It won't make any difference. Well, if they don't ship product where they're supposed to, Carolyn's doomed either way. So it doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter who. That doesn't matter, you see.
You have to do it the right way.
Well, no. No, see, it gets decided. Just like the FDA could come in and say, you know, we don't like this. Nothing's wrong, but we're going to give y'all hold off for a year, and we'll look at this in a year. They could do that. Just for fun. You could appeal it, but it'd take you a year to appeal it. So, see, it doesn't matter to be anything about right or wrong, how you play the game. Or as Callum say, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you place the blame is a better way to say it. So we have to stay ahead of it to make sure that a Lyndon Baines Johnson motif doesn't catch on.
Because it's not going to be any fun to be not in the hole.
Correct.
You're not in
when
the
sun stops. Hey, Maui's no fun with no sun digging.
Mm,
promise you that.
Right. There's going to be no sun coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen during the tribulation, like within the next 8 months?
It's pretty fast, yeah.
Right now,
the Earth is when we call the Earth from now on. When we talk about the Earth, we're talking about the Yarmulke continent. If you look at the Yarmulke continent, it's kind of split right now. If you look at it, one side's burning up, the other side's flooding away. One side's flooding away.
Yeah, you said a lot on July 13th. Tuesday, I just listened to it, and you were talking about, you said, we're now in the Yarmulke continent some way. It's here or
yeah.
something.
This is all there is. Well, look everywhere else. South Africa's now broken into a war. New Zealand's now the new world fucking order. Australia's over. They think snakes is trying to kill itself at this point. Snakes are biting themselves. They're killing themselves. And Angela Merkel, she's up for suicide. She's trying to get her face. She's trying to get a plastic surgery so she can have an open casket. Germany's falling. The world systems are falling. Go somewhere. Go somewhere and look around. People are stable because they make themselves stable. But the worlds that they live in are not stable, Bob. Used to, you can go to Brussels and be safe. You can't do that now. Used to, you could go to New York City, you could go get a piece of pizza at 3 o'clock in the morning. Don't do that now. Well, first of all, they're all closed, but if they were open, don't do that now. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I saw this footage in New York City. A woman's walking on the sidewalk in the Bayline, and then there's a guy way behind her, but he suddenly starts running and makes a beeline toward her and knocks her down and then feels her bum.
Uh-huh.
And then runs up. What made that person do that? He was neurotic. He had to touch a woman's bum, and he hadn't done it in a while, so he had to do it.
It makes no never mind. See, that's the thing. You have so many dead people that they're not arresting them anymore. They can't incarcerate the dead. That's why they're having all this repeal.
What's a repeal mean? Oh, letting people
they
vote.
Cancel. They cancel. Now, people commit murder. Okay, here's what's happening right now. People commit murder. All right. Murder happens. They get arrested. They put them in jail. They take them to court, and they drop the case because the prosecutor doesn't show up to to prosecute them.
And why doesn't the prosecutor not show up?
They were busy. They were busy.
And so a lot of these people who murdered somebody are dead people.
Some. And the others, just they're not, they can't tell. Rather than tell the difference, they just let them go. They're abandoning the duties. So now the police can be the best police in the whole wide world, but if you don't have a judicial branch to execute justice, it just becomes error and error rather than trial and error.
Right. So listen to this. So in the late 70s, early 80s, the mental hospitals released all the patients. So then everybody got put on
Belvedere.
Drugs and helped Bigfoot.
Belvedere.
They all
right.
got put on drugs, and medicine turned into the agency of Big Pharma. That's why it changed.
Uh-huh.
Right when Callan became a doctor, officially became a doctor.
Yep.
It's like Callan caused the change in a way. Or she was
in
there
essence.
To be an
Don't put it on her. Don't put it on her.
Yeah.
She's got all the bones.
No, listen,
she's going
to be
right
an anti-environment to it. She showed up right on time to be the anti-environment to the bullshit that had suddenly taken over. Like that
yeah.
way of saying
but no, because she's also the one that says, yes, they should have closed the sane asylums because of the way they were treating the people that were being held in the insane asylums. They should have been helped out of their insanity, their imbecility. They should be helped outside of that, not be incarcerated for it, you see.
Yeah. But she had a way to help them when they were released. But Big Pharma hijacked it.
We say yes, but you get a big yawn out of that one too, Bob. Come on, pick it up. Pick it up with your butt cheeks.
Okay, so
work.
So as in the late 70s, they let people out of the mental hospitals. Now they're letting the dead people go. A little more extreme, a little more bigger issue.
But they
the same pattern.
Don't matter. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what kind of issue it is. They can't control it. So now, here we
why
go. Picture this now.
Why can't they control dead people? They're not here?
Dead people don't mind. Dead people don't mind being locked up. Lock them up. They don't care. Don't bother them. You're going to run out of prison in a minute. There's more of us than there is of you.
Yeah.
How do they get out of prison? Can they go through walls, dead people?
They do. They do. They do.
Okay. And you started to say something about that, so you can't hold them back. And
yeah, and so they can't deal with them. If they can't deal with them, then they can't deal with any of them, and they can't tell the difference. That's what we're trying to
right.
say.
Right, and the wardens, they noticed that they put someone in jail, the guy disappears, he escapes. They don't tell anybody, but
they get charged with their count being wrong. And so it's kind of like, well, this isn't working, and then this isn't working. It's like, well, okay, we're done. We're there. So we're either going to quit. We're going to quit locking people up, and then the people we lock up, we're going to let go. And the people we've locked up, persecuted, charged, found guilty, put them in jail, okay, we're going to let them go. And so, you know, after about a second, it's kind of like, okay. So now it's like, it's free range. It's free range fucking now, Bob. You can do what you want to.
And some of those people were in the Black Lives riots. They were dead people.
But this is the same thing. This medium is the message, Bob. You've created this thing, and so then it catches on. And then xenocracy kicks in, and everybody says, well, I want to be dead too. Why do dead people have more rights than live people? Goddamn dead people, dead lives matter too, goddamn it. We're going to be here longer than y'all. You need to represent us. We're going to be, well, you better give us some representation. They killed our bitch ass. Give us some of them money checks now. There you go.
See? Okay, so that woman who I pass every now and then, she's mad at me because I don't wear a mask. She was the one I thought you said was dead. She still is dead. And why did she wear a mask?
Because you, dead people don't, they're not very attractive. And look what it saves on makeup.
Okay. So she's still
dead. You're saying, okay. You're saying, okay, like that. Ask a woman that. They love it. They don't have to fix it. It saves them a fortune having to fix up. Just pop their mask on. They're good. They're covered up. It's like the Gisians, Bob. They can be a whole lot of ugly under them covers if they want to.
Right. So are there many new dead people that I'm ignoring on the walkway?
Mm-hmm. More and more. You haven't had a swell of people yet, but you're having a few more people around to watch the swell. Why aren't people hanging out at the hotels like they were? Why aren't they full like they used to be? What happened? Is Maui closed? No.
Yeah, what?
Leftovers.
Leftover from where?
Dead people that have died on Maui.
Oh, okay. So why aren't people coming to Maui? It's lost its charisma?
A little bit, yeah. And you go through some bullshit, and you sit by a dead two-year-old that won't wear a mask, and they ground the plane, and you're sitting in fucking Texas somewhere for 3 days trying to convince the two-year-old to wear a mask on the flight. And you know, just after a little while, it's kind of like, you know, this is crazy. I'll just go home and sit on. I'll go sit on my Barca lounger and watch Netflix. We'll call this a day.
So it's too
and get paid. And get paid by the government to do it.
Right. Now, is it windier on Maui over the last 10 years, gotten windier?
Yeah.
See, I enjoy the wind. Yeah, I enjoy the wind because it blows away the flies. When I walk, the flies come out in the evening if it's not windy. So that's good. But is it bothering tourists? I don't know if they like the wind or not.
Tourists don't care. Tourists don't know. It's something new. They don't know what they like. They like what they know. They go to Maui, the sun is shining, it's hot as shit. They're sweating like hogs. And they walk around and they look at the beach, and there's a lot of ugly people. And the uglier the people are, the less clothes they got on. The really, really attractive people are all tied up. They're all fixed up. The ugly ones, they'll go strap butt naked. Go to McKenna Beach. You'll see. Go to McKenna Beach. You'll see. The ugliest people in the world, buck strap buck naked. Six stone overweight men with their guts hanging down below their knees, and they're strap buck naked.
All right. So,
Don't believe us. Go look for yourself. You'll see.
Right. When I encounter a god, do they look human? Are they in the human form on the beach and around here?
Often.
Right.
But now, Carolyn has done very good. She's done a lot of work on this over time with auras and knowing how to feel people's condition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And some of that is a gift because of her background. But she's better at it, typically. She knows when to tear into them, and she knows when to pet them. And she knows when nothing she does is going to help, so she just tries to be nice, make them feel better about dying. Now, that sounds hypocritical, but it's not. But she kind of knows that. See, she gets it. She can tell somebody she knows when to be stern with somebody to shake yourself and straighten your ass up and stop eating all that goddamn sugar. If you take one more antibiotic, you're going to die. You know, that kind of stuff. She knows who to save. So that's the principle of Nostradamus' version of being a great physician, knowing the difference.
Yeah, and she has this ability. That's her kind of psychic ESP, based on a feeling level.
She doesn't like those words, but it's okay with us.
Yeah, now, what kind of psychic do I have? What do I know that's not normal?
You don't know anything. You don't know. You know what
Yeah, that's what's good. I know what I don't know, right? That keeps me in good stead.
Right. So far. So, you know, the D. Christian Murdy is confusing to everyone but you.
To be Christian Murdy?
No. D. Christian Murdy. It's confusing to everyone except for you.
What is D. Krishnamurti? Is that a process?
No. Christian Meredy and the Christian Meredy, the two Christian Meredys, Bob? Come on now.
Well, the other guy, he has a funny name, Ulu or something like that. UK mm-hmm. Christian Meredy, the Joker, the ironist. I understand
the one
him.
We do.
Another
the one we do, the one the D Christian Meredy. D is in dog.
Yeah, he makes fun of Christian Meredy.
Right.
And Bob Carr tapes him, videotapes him, you know, while he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, I understand that guy, why he's this,
yeah.
why he is the way he is. Okay.
Right.
Right. The Dalai Lama, what did you think of what we're doing? Is he in awe?
He's in awe and he's scared. All of them are in awe and they're scared because, see, their religious post have conditions. It's like John of God, they have these conditions. And now you're breaking all the rules, Bobby.
Hmm. And that threatens their livelihood in a way.
No,
they give it up.
No, not livelihood. It questions their veracity. You nullify them.
Hmm.
See, that's where, slow down. Now you just hit a home run there. Don't let that go. This is what
yeah.
Dante, when he created a hell, he gave you an out. When Dante, when he created in hell, he created an out. So now this is what happens. If you don't be good and you don't do this and you don't ascend, then you have to go to hell. Okay, well, if all the good people are going to hell, hell can't be that bad. Boom, 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 boom.
Mm.
So Dante's Inferno, the lake of fire, became penalty phase for not ascending. Ta-da!
But it was where all the good people were. The fun was? People enjoyed going
that's
to hell.
The way, that's the way Caligula saw it. That's the way the Marquis de Sade pictured it. That's how all the Borgias lived it, Bob. Just saying. That's how the Domitys made money off of it. That's what Otto von Habsburg was trying to portend out of the conversation. So, you know.
Did
he
open
was Mussolini. He was in it deep as shit. He was as deep in it as all of them put together. Might have sold lots on it. He's the one that would want to make a cut off the indulgences that the Catholic Church sold those people, poor ridiculous people trying to buy their way out of hell. Most ridiculous thing ever, for Pete's sake.
Okay, this Ofen, when I ascend, I remember Ofenel's world, which I had lived and am living.
You live,
right?
You recognize it now. You recognize it now. You bump into stuff and you embrace certain stuff, even without us. You embrace certain stuff. You have no idea where it comes from. Carolyn looks at you crazy, like, who is this alien that I married? Where did he come from? I've heard this all my life, and now all of a sudden it's scary because it's starting to be real. This is not good.
and that's Ofenel she's witnessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it turns into who made all this dirty laundry and where did they come from kind of thing, you know, like that. Well, before there was never dirty laundry. Now it's like, where does all this come from?
Yeah, you announced, I think on the July 13th, what you showed that you were saying to Suzanne or somebody, we've had, Caligula's been in charge here for the last couple of weeks. That was all the porn talk
mm-hmm.
that Carolyn didn't like. That was Caligula?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. It's not porn talk. It's extreme talk.
Mm.
See, we
right.
could just as easily have been talking about gutting people. We could have just as easily taken 3 weeks to talk about making sausage. Bob, we'll turn your stomach so that it's never been turned. The conversation we could have of the creation of sausage.
You mean from humans?
Yeah.
Humans making sausage from humans?
Sausage is sausage, makes no matter, never mind what it's made of.
Okay, so the Caligula, why did Caligula take over in our shows? What was the purpose for that?
He was invited.
By who?
The guest.
What guest? Who's the guest?
Who comes to this show, Bob?
There's a crew of them. 11 people.
Okay. Okay.
They invited Caligula.
Yep.
So Bert invited Caligula.
Well, no, Bert invited Agrippa the Elder. He wanted Agrippa, but he got Caligula. Mm.
And why did people, Ionots, want Agrippa, Caligula? Why did they want him?
Because they wanted to prove the difference of what a Julio-Claudian dynasty looked like.
The difference. They wanted to show how Caligula's dynasty was different from Julio.
Mm-hmm.
And why did they want to know that?
Because Julia Drusilla was hot.
Was what?
Hot.
Hot?
Hot. Hot. H-O-T.
Rand Paul was a less of a liar than Fauci in their showdown at each other. Is
correct.
Fauci going to lose in the long run to
He's
Rand?
Already lost. He's already lost.
The people see through him more than he realizes.
Bob, if they call you to Congress and they want to know what you were thinking when you took over the sub-church of the sub-genius and that you want to answer for your sins to earth and to humanity, and what do you have to say for yourself? And you say, Senator, you're a liar! You're a liar! It gives the persona that you've already lost the battle or the conversation, Bob. See, that's how it goes. Because if that were true, he would say what you would say. Well, you'd go, why, Senator Paul, why would you say such a thing? What circumstantial evidence would you present to say that I have had anything to do with Wuhan lab, bats, wet markets, conversations? What in the world would give you this position that I had anything to do with anything? That's odd. Where would this come from? And then Rand Paul would say, well, you said, what did I say? Please tell me. I don't ever want to lead anyone astray. And I would never lie before Congress. So if I've told something that was misunderstood, please let me know what those words are. Specifically, emphasis implied, and I'll correct the record right here, right now. We'll redact anything that you have haphazardly misheard right now. And instead, they got in this damn screaming match of, you're a liar. No, you're a liar. No, you're a liar. And it's like, okay, now who's lying? Then they can prove. But Carolyn had those documents of the money that went through New York, that went through the another step from the NIH, that went to Wuhan, because they're the ones that can get to do it on the low, to build the levels of corona. This is the same thing Carolyn went through when she was doctoring people with MRSA in the first damn place, MRSA. She got over ahead of that back then. Same story, different verse. Well, goddamn,
what? MRSA,
you know,
is MRSA something lethal? MRSA's lethal.
Yeah.
And Carolyn was giving MRSA to people?
No, Carolyn fixed MRSA. She overcame MRSA.
When was that? When we lived here or in New York or Toronto?
That was City Island, MRSA, MRSA, MRSA.
Okay. All right. Let me.
But damn, Bob, you know, we talk about AF. We talk about
No,
AF,
you're going on too much.
About,
I don't know what you're talking about. You've gone.
Yes, we do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. We do. We one thing. The show, the comedy show, AF, the little alien who was living with the Connor family, he said in the 90s, or late 80s, 90s, he said, in 2020, there's going to be a global pandemic. It was in the 80s. In 2020, there's going to be a global pandemic that takes over the world in 2020. And that's on Alf that was put on TV back then, for God's sake.
Well, who wrote that?
Go ahead.
How come the script said that? Who wrote that script?
Aliens. Aliens, Bob. Aliens.
Mm-hmm. People who look human. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can they look like something else privately when they're just among aliens?
Yeah. Yeah. Alf looked funny. He looked like a cross between a gopher and a rat and a dog or something crazy. He was pretty funny.
Okay.
He ate cats. He liked cats.
So aliens can look like humans, but Glenn, the other guy, saw aliens at the foot of his bed back in 1989, and they were in an orange bubble, and they were floating, and, you know, they didn't look like the human form. That's the way the aliens I'm going to meet can look like, besides humans.
That's right. Yeah, right, right. Okay. You know what ALF? You know what ALF stands for, don't you?
No, I don't want to hear about ALF. I don't care about it. I don't know what you're
it's
talking about.
It's an acronym for alien life form. Now go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So the aliens who wrote that in the '80s are the ones who came over with the Nazis and are in the Pentagon, correct?
In essence, yes.
Yeah, and all the talk of the aliens in Emory University, and they switched to JWs, take out the dead ones. That's all the old aliens who are on the run right now.
In essence, that's right. And that's almost like a dulcimer. It's like a dulcimer. The difference between a dulcimer and a piano. They have the same music, but they have a different tone. And so the aliens that are here have a frequency because they've been in this frequency for a while. And then the new aliens, the ones, the non-resident aliens, the illegal aliens, they speak a different tune. So they become the sharper. The regular humans are more easily offended by the new aliens rather than the resident aliens who have softened their tone so they're not offensive. They fit into the cancel culture.
Right. Now, who the old aliens do.
That's what they have, yes. And that's why they're fighting like fire, trying to keep this all together, you see.
The aliens, what is the point there? You were going on about
The new aliens
are illegal. Did you say that?
Correct.
Illegal.
That's
aliens.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
And their tone or pitch is like fingernails on a chalkboard. You think?
All right. The old aliens, did they want access to ion?
Yes, they did. That was the culture where people were making aluminum foil hats and putting aluminum foil on their head so they didn't get brain zapped.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah,
you do. That's what that culture was.
What? What? It was aliens? Old aliens?
No, that's what humans thought would protect them from the resident aliens probe into their world. But
did it work? Did it work?
No, it did. No, it didn't work. But aluminum hats are not going to save you from the illegal aliens. They'll blow your head off.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now the General Stubblebean start the pyramid fed? Somebody like him? The men who stare at goats?
Yes. Yes.
So Stubblebean, did he get to meet the Pentagon aliens, interact with them?
Yes. Yes, but you're not pronouncing his name right, Bob.
Yeah, Stubblebean. Stubblebean. But did he know he was interacting with
Ask Laura Ingraham. Ask Laura Ingraham.
Yeah. did he know he was witnessing Pentagon aliens?
Yeah, because that's what gave him the insight. That's what gave him the insight.
Right. So he never told anybody that?
No, of course not. How do you get funding for that kind of thing, Bob? And how do you lose funding for something like that? See, if you got it from something else that's not yours, how are you going to have funding to finish it? And if you don't have it and it doesn't work or you don't have all the clues, when you start running through walls, they don't understand, you see.
His girlfriend or wife, Rima, who Carolyn met,
Rima,
knew, did she hear about the aliens that Stubblebein met?
She did.
So she
knows. Did, but she
but
did
they,
not. She did not. That's why she could have such a conversation with Carolyn. She saw Carolyn as someone genuine. See, that's the thing. If you're full of bullshit, you see Carolyn as genuine. Now, sometimes you might say Carolyn's full of bullshit, and she might be, but you never get it out of her. And if you're in that position and you've seen it, you resonate with her very easily. She's lived in your bullshit so long that she's a great bullshit detector, Bob.
And he was saying, Rima liked talking to Carolyn because it wasn't bullshit. But Rima is damaged, mentally confused now.
Well,
right?
she got overabsorbed. See, that's what happens when the people get abducted or they have this interaction. You might have this moment of lucidity, but if you don't follow it up, then it'll basically run you crazy. That's what happens, is you get run crazy. Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of people, they get their experience with the aliens, they get abducted, it gets erased, but they're still aberrated after.
So, and then sometimes they start to have deep memories, deep something, what do they call it, deep something, something, deep, deep.
Repressed
deep,
memories.
Repressed, something, something, whatever that means. Ridiculous. And they have all these things, and they come along, and then they go, oh, and then all of a sudden they start eating styrofoam peanuts out of packaging boxes. See, so then you don't know. You know, Bob, like you used to do with the puffs. You remember the puffs?
I was going to say that.
Like that.
You do
just
have
like
a sticky
that.
Dot. You start laughing because you do have a sticky dot. I didn't want to bring it up. That's too obvious.
Touche. Touche, mes amis. Touche.
Right. So when someone comes in to our show, a new person, you start talking, you see everything about them before they even come in. You've got very fast ESP, right?
Yeah. Well, it's ESP. Not ESP. It's not extra. It's normal. Not extra. It's normal.
Right.
See, that's the reason we're talking about Spencer right now. Spencer.
Okay. Next question. Why is it always windy in cemeteries?
It's not always windy in cemeteries.
It's not.
Sometimes. It sometimes is windy in cemeteries, but just like fire makes its own wind, so do the waking dead cause a disturbance or an imbalanced equilibrium, which comes across or presents as an electromagnetic wind, but it doesn't blow your hair. You notice that?
And
you haven't noticed anything. You don't go to cemeteries unless it's for a photo op with someone who owes you money.
Yeah. But the waking dead, those are people who are starting to leave the dead state and come back into the physical?
Yes. Yes. And the electromagnetic convergence that causes. See, another thing, another plight of losing the electromagnetic field is things that were held in stasis are no longer held in stasis.
Yes, and we're losing the field because of the change in the flipping of the poles.
Now, don't tell Carolyn. Don't
conservatives pushing vaccines now, like Sean Hannity.
Oh, we don't care. Who cares? They know they're going to die. They know they're going to die, so they need to die with. They're going to. If the world's going to die, I want to die with a big audience, Bob. If the world's going to die, I want to die with a big audience. You know, P.T. Barnum says, "Don't waste a thing, baby. Give me all. Give me them monies. Show me them monies. Give me them monies and cashy money."
Right.
Yeah.
Did Sean Hannity meet with the CDC and the CDC told him this Delta variant and the Lambda are going to wipe everybody out? They've been informed?
No. But it's the same. Well, we can't. Okay, you want to do sound bites. You better do that another time.
Well, let's get it done. I won't play it. But why are people knowing
the
we're going to die?
The same reason Rush Limbaugh had to die. Because he couldn't accept what we said. He couldn't take what we knew. And he had inside information of what was going to go down and how it was going to go down. And he did. And so did 999. Remember 999? Godfather's Pizza? You don't know who 999 was?
No.
He ran for president,
no.
Bob. You seem to know things. He was a colored man.
No,
I don't. He was the chairman of Godfather's Pizza. He knew, too. He had to die.
What did
Neil
he
Bork.
Know? They knew that everybody was going to die?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rush knew that. Does Howard Stern know
it? Yep.
Howard Stern knows it. How did they find out? Who informed them?
Well, you did, Bob.
Okay. And they listened to us. They believed us. And they committed suicide. They wanted to exit.
And Herman Cain, that's the 999. You remember him?
Yeah. I know who Herman Cain
is. Said you
didn't.
He said you didn't
No,
remember.
I don't
he
know he's the 999. Never heard of him. Why is he called 999? I didn't know that.
That's his tax plan. 9% this, 9% that. Now, and you get rid of income tax. 999.
All right.
Beautiful.
Okay, good. All right. the world is held by a silk thread. What is the silk thread? Us? Ion?
Yeah. Yeah. And the Chinese call that the Silk Road, but it's not a road. It's a thread.
Right. And so what we do, the world is holding their breath to see if we pull it off.
Yeah. The distance between the mountain is on one end of the thread, and the world is on the other end of the thread.
Mm,
and the sublime is in that middle place, that middle ground. That
the is the sublime
so
heaven?
Anywhere with you is heaven, Bob. So yes.
Right. So who speaks highly of? Who's the subject in that sentence?
Anyone who speaks highly of that condition would be on the upper side, the mountain side of that realm.
And that's where the mountain is.
Yeah, that direction, yes.
On August 22nd, 2019, some people in management, higher management, made the decision to put 500 million people out of work and buy up all the assets with trillions that they printed up with their access to the printing press and trillions. Did that happen? I say it didn't. It's nonsense. So what is she talking about?
No. Not yet. We'll wait. We'll see.
It hasn't happened yet.
It's in process. There's a lot of shit that's going to go down, Bob. There's a lot of shit that's going to go down, Bob. It's going down.
Well, how does she know this? Who told her about the August 22nd?
You did, Bob.
I didn't.
Bob.
I don't have any conscience.
Yes,
I've never
did.
Talked to her. Are you talking about
you make,
she listens to her
Bob,
show?
Bob, you put shit out all over the place. You're on the
right.
Facebook. You're on the damn beginnings, the endings, the McLuhanites, the McLuhanisms. You're on everything that'll be still. You're shit. Are you nuts? You talk all kind of crazy stuff. So
okay, so many of these bloggers that the dark journalist interviews and all these people have audiences, they're all listening to us. That's
they get snippets. Or just like CNN, nobody's listening to CNN, but yet everybody's on the news talking about something that some little obscure soundbite that somebody said on CNN, but nobody's watching it. But they get the little snippet, and then that's the play. Who's watching The View? No fucking body watches The View. But the one time Whoopi Goldberg says, "I'm a lesbian that doesn't that prefers penis." Boy, that's gonna be on every TV show. You know, it's gonna blow it up then. So, you see the red.
Yes. So this August 22nd, 2019 decision to put 500 million people out of work and buy up all the assets with trillions, that's what we did already. We did this.
Yes, that's right. Yes. She's just reporting. But it's not complete yet. I mean, you're not going to pay too much, Bob. You're very cautious. You're not wasteful with money, remember? Remember how
yes,
strident you are about money? Remember how you keep bragging how strident? I don't waste money on such foolish things.
I don't buy anything.
I don't know, Carolyn.
I'm not buying
Carolyn's
a new shirt.
Carolyn's just out wasting money. That's what Carolyn's doing.
I can't
yeah,
anymore.
Buying you
going
damn food. Wasting money buying you damn food. That's what she's doing. Trying to keep a roof over your head. That's what she's doing.
Right. Great now, fun. she what were you just saying about her?
We're talking about how you're cautious with money in the process of
You
spend the trillion to buy up everything. You want the $20 million McMansion for $250,000. That's the difference.
and I've still, they're demanding me to change my shirt. When we have our press conference with the aliens, will I need to have a new shirt, new suit?
We'll work that out. Don't worry. Don't worry about that, Bob. You just get the script ready. You load the wagon, Bob. We'll pull it. Don't worry about it. You just load the wagon. We'll pull it. You just be ready. You be ready with what to say. So if it's a Zoom thing, you may can go strap buck naked. You may not have to wear nothing. That'd be good. We just take you straight.
I make myself
just
go naked or make them go? What'd you just say? Make them go naked? Is that what I said?
We can do a Zoom. We can do a Zoom call, and maybe you can go just strap butt naked. You won't have to wear any shirt or pants or nothing else. You can show up in nothing but a. You can show up in nothing but a smile, Bob.
You announced recent What Youth, I Catch It During My Enema, that Trump's Space Force sonic weapon that he announced a year or so ago, that he had a breakthrough weapon, just like Putin announced he had a breakthrough, but Putin's wasn't as strong as Trump's, right? Not as good as Trump's.
So far.
And
so far, yeah, so far, yeah.
And that Space Force weapon zapped Surfside Building, sliced it in two. Was the Pentagon was going after the escaped aliens, the resident aliens. Was Trump involved with that? Or does he have control over the sonic weapon?
Yes and yes.
So he was busy zapping. And why is he in the fight against the resident aliens?
Because that's what's going to... America can't be great again if you lose it to the aliens, Bob.
Right, but he knows about the new aliens coming.
I know, and he believes that you can work out a nice deal, but that the Abraham Accords were also perfect, too, and where are they now?
Yes, I'm not sure, but I've heard that term. I'll have to look it up. Abraham Accords.
Abraham Accords.
The point is, so Trump is clearing the ground of the old Nazi aliens, the Wernher von Braun guys, to prepare for me to have a clearer situation with the new aliens.
Would this be a Machiavellian conquest then?
By who? By us or him?
By Trump. By Trump. Would it be?
Maybe. Yeah. Well, he's trying to be getting the good side of Bob, right?
Hell yeah. Everybody is. We are too, Bob. Boy, we can't. We can tear up the world, but we can't beat you, Bob. That's all we know.
Right. Now, in V, the aliens float over cities. Their vehicles. Are we going? We're going to see something like that.
Okay. Officially, now we were trying to intimate and try to be nice and try not to get into it. Yes, Bob. You're going to see huge. Do you know what the Astrodome is?
Yeah.
Do you know what the Superdome is?
No, I don't know which city that's in.
Oh, it's one's in Houston, and one is in New Orleans,
Okay,
it'll
so what about...
Spaceship. It'll be a spaceship that size, that length, and that breadth, and that depth.
And will I be seen taking the escalator up to talk to them? Or will they come to me? Maybe they'll come to me.
We'll have to see about that. We don't want to mess it up. We don't want to put things in your world. So, no. Don't worry about
that.
Okay.
But the world will know that I'm talking to them.
Yeah. You may talk to them first, and then it may work out from there.
Right. We'll have a private meeting. But the thing is...
Well, you'll have to work out the details in order for you. We're not going to put you live and then see if you're going to fuck it up or not. We're not going to do that. You can believe that. That ain't happening.
Yeah, I'm going to be rehearsed and well prepared.
When you go public, you will have won. When you go public, you will have won. Yes.
Right.
Look at that. Look at that past blue perfect. Isn't that nice? You see that? You get that?
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Now, the aliens are over the cities. The world's going to be in terror, right? Because they'll know.
It already is.
Of the virus or of other things?
What next, Bob? They're tearing down the cities. They're killing each other. They're having traffic problems and blowing each other's fucking head up. Now they're having a fender bender, and then they're blowing their fucking heads off. People just driving by, cut them off in traffic, and they shoot them in the face. People line up. The cartel has gone into human trafficking because the gangbangers have quit. Fist-a-fucking-grannies is blowing people up. This is unbelievable. Some people breaks in line in the damn Costco, and people shoot them in the back of the head. Step over them. Said, I was next, goddammit.
These are grannies doing this, and the gangbangers are staying. Right, but the gangbangers are hiding because it's out of control.
Right, right. It's absolutely out of control. Yep.
Okay, and Biden, he was interviewed, maybe at a town hall meeting last night or something, or today.
It was Don Lemon, his little bullshit. Yeah, it's crazy.
And Carolyn said there was a minute embarrassment. What's his name?
Biden
didn't know what he was saying. Did that embarrass everybody? Is it getting where they're going to have to stop him?
Yeah, and then Don Lemon didn't ask the pertinent question. And then they said, well, what are you saying about people who don't like about people who don't like about? He says, they're lying. He says, well, they're lying about what? Well, they're lying about not taking vaccination that wasn't taken. Because if they're not going to not take a vaccination, they might as well not get one that's not going to work. If I'm going to not get vaccinated, I might as well not get a vaccine that's going to not work. Because if it doesn't work, I might as well not take that kind of a vaccination. But everybody should get vaccinated. And if you're 12 years old or younger, or you're 12 years old or older, you're going to wear a mask until Jesus comes to spit the eastern sky, just so everybody knows. And that's what the CDC is going to say, God damn it. That's what the CDC is going to say. You'll hear it sooner enough. Hell, we're going to tell you what they're going to say. And then everybody froze. So they're like, okay, so the White House is now driving the CDC? Because the CDC just got through saying, no, we ain't doing no vaccines. You're not changing nothing. We don't know nothing. You people are crazy. You lost your damn mind. It's crazy talk. You're talking crazy. I don't know who the fuck you are. Get the fuck out of here. You're not going to be president long enough to matter. Go away. And then it goes kind of downhill from there. You see?
Right. Headline.
You know, Dobbstown 101.
Yes. And a part of that is a headline I saw today. The economy is going to collapse pretty quickly soon, I guess, in superinflation. And that will destroy, the Biden administration will have to step down because the economy collapsed. Is that a possible scenario?
Yeah, it is a possible scenario, but that's not why. Hey, he's not going to step down. We're not going to let him step down. He's going to be the reason. He's going to be the reason for the season. He's going to be Père Noël who brought the downfall of the world as we know it. Yeah,
he's going to have to take this.
He's going to own this one. He's going to own this one.
So he's
for
in.
Sure.
He's going to be in until the 2022 elections, at least till then. Because
we will let you know because the prescriptions have been written, but they have not been filled yet. The prescriptions have been written, but they have not been filled yet. So until we find out whether the insurance carrier is going to cover the prescription or not, we can't say it's been filled yet. But we will.
Right.
Don't you worry.
But the point is it's getting hectic and it's accelerating and the tribulations are upon us and faster than people will believe. It's what you're saying.
Yeah, and we said Delta. We said the Delta was the biggest thing going and long before it was. And now 85% of all new COVID cases are Delta. And you're all going to die. Gonna be bad, and you're over, and goodbye.
Yeah, there's a lot of people getting COVID. It's going up all over the place. Are they going to have COVID for a couple of weeks, then die?
You're building a crescendo, Bob. It's a crescendo. Mm-hmm. We'll see. A third's going to go fast. Another third's going to go slow, and then another third's going to make it. And so Carolyn's going to be credited for saving a third of the world. And we're so happy.
Did you say credited or crazy or what did you say? What was the verb?
Credited. Be credited.
Yeah.
She'll get the credit.
All right. And, okay, so I think you said the new liver formula is going to help people. What is it that you were saying in your session?
Ascension is going to cause what they call non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And so what you got to have is you got to have a liver cleanse. Take the fat out of the liver so it can process and shift. Because when you take the lipids, where your personal lipids are, you can't live. Humans will die. Can't live like that. So what's going to happen is you're either going to ascend or you're going to die. Oh, yeah, we mentioned that, didn't we?
Yes, you're going to ascend or die. So our lipids will be changed by the liver cleanse?
No. your lipids are changing already, and it's going to make your liver fat.
Right. We have to have some.
So you have to have a cleanse to clean that out so that your liver can live long enough so you can survive ascension. Just a little step.
Right.
That's the same way with the spray is going to kill the – it's like her new spray is going to kill the Delta. She did that sight unseen. Once again, it did a home goddamn run. She's great. You know why? Because she don't ask all them questions. She just does it. She didn't go through all this shit. She just does it. Okay, we can do this. Okay, we can do this. Okay, get it to market. Get it to market. Get it to market. You can't do what she's done in 2.3 seconds. Took her 10 years to make the first 3 products, and now she's got a 20-pack in the last 6 months. Pretty amazing.
What is the thing that's going to save everybody? There's a spray, Carolyn? What's the spray you're talking about?
The new spray.
Right. It's being made, I guess.
It is. It's going to be out very soon.
The hand sanitizer.
Hand surface sanitizer, yep.
And that's going to help save everybody, Carolyn?
No, it's going to kill the Delta virus.
Okay, and she'll get credit for that?
Well, for the ones that make it. The ones that survive.
Right. Right, but
I don't know. Carolyn's not looking for much accolades from the dead, Bob. I don't know what happened. Carolyn,
I know.
Do you need validation from the dead? We'll work it out.
No,
we can do that.
Right, the one-third left. But is she... Uh-huh. The amino acids are going to be used to help people, aren't they?
Yeah, but that's the ones that make it. Yeah, the amino acids are the ones that make it. Yeah, that's
for later. That's for later.
Well, so you say we don't know what later is, Bob, because the shit's hitting the fan right here, right now.
Is your spray out yet, Carolyn? Is your spray out there yet? Is it being offered?
No, a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A couple of weeks.
And what's it being marketed as for?
A hand, hand and surface spray. I don't think we're even allowed to call it a hand sanitizer because
right,
it doesn't
right.
have
yeah.
enough ethyl alcohol in it or methyl alcohol that'll kill people.
Yeah.
So why are you making it? What's the surface reason for this being done?
To kill Delta.
No, she didn't say that. So what do people
because
think
everybody
for?
Is using the the toxic one, so this is just a safe one that you could even eat.
Right, mm-hmm. And it's going to have this extra effect that you didn't know, which is stop the virus.
But
right.
Carolyn knows everything,
no.
Bob. Carolyn knows everything. Stop it.
Tell you this
stop
last
it.
Session or 2 sessions ago that it would stop the virus, or is this coming out today?
Just today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. New information. And you just found out now, or he told you in your first hour?
In the first hour.
Okay, all right. Okay, next topic. There's a guy named Bo Polny. B-O, first name is Bo. And then Polny, P-O-L-N-Y. He's interviewed, and he's got the lowdown on time cycles. Is that just more confused bullshit, Mr. Bo Polny?
Well, not until we validate them. There's a few aspects and ratios that we're going to do, that we're going to use that for a heavy. You'll see. You'll hear more about that. But, yes, it's bullshit until somebody validates it. Yep.
And you're going to validate it, and he's going to know you're validating it?
Wait, before it's over with. We're not giving, ask gas or grass, Bob. Nobody else is going to ride for free. Carolyn said it then. Mm. Who's paying you? Yeah, these jackballs have been riding off of you for all these years. Yeah, no more of that. They're going to have to do the right thing.
So they're going to find out that we took their cycles, and they'll say we did it, and Ion used it and applied it, and it worked. Or Ion's going to smack them down, or I don't know what you're going to do, force them to say they got original inspiration from me.
Or they'll get original inspiration, and it'll fail until you get it, and then it works.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So maybe Corn Pop will do it, Bob. It may be Corn Pop's fault. Maybe Corn Pop is the one that's going to work it out. You'll see.
Is that a person, Corn Pop?
Yeah. That's the one your president makes such reference regarding.
Okay, that's Biden does that. Okay.
Yes. Oh my God, you're so good. You've been good at this. That's good, bub.
He said 2 years ago that Obama's going to be smacked down, even though he's dead. Hillary's going to be smacked down publicly, even though she's dead. All this comeuppance of all these anti-Trump people, is that still coming?
It is. It always comes back around. Because they ease up off of it, and then all of a sudden they go to hitting it again. And they ease off of it, and then all of a sudden they start hitting it again. It's like, well, why can't they just make up their mind of what they're going to do? You know, it makes sense after a little while, wouldn't it?
Okay, so Obama, you're talking about Obama comes and goes, and then he's going to get his comeuppance somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they're already dead, the only thing you can do is what that part that lives in infamy. You have to
TV image.
Them. They're infamy. They're infamy. Yeah.
Yeah, they're TV
you have
image.
To erase it all. Okay.
Yeah.
Or take. There's a body that goes with that. Are you aware? You should look at that.
Yeah, the TV
that's
body. We're going to wipe out their TV body.
And then that's like the Egyptians. That's like the Egyptians when they erased their names off of all the pedestals. Remember?
Mm. Yeah. So, so all the scenarios that Ian said is coming. We're now this past week or so. We're in it. We're in the where the Delta is killing people. Trump is coming back. Congress is collapsing. Democrats are dying. All this stuff has started the last couple of weeks, right? So everything.
And six of the congressmen, the Texas Brigade, they've got it now, and they're having to be locked in their hotel room. But two of them has escaped in the night back to Texas to join the Congress to get things worked out. They've decided they've seen better days. They've seen the life, Bob. They've seen the life.
They've gone Republican.
No, they're still Democrat, but they're going to work with the Republicans because they know this is fixing to go real bad if they don't.
Right.
But we don't know how they left. We don't know how they left because they was in that party that had all the COVID and they hadn't had no tests. How'd they get home without exposing themselves to everybody else? It don't make no sense, see? There's more anomalies.
They
say Scott says we have a lot of anomalies, but that's really anomalous when they start sneaking out in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and what they did, they said they reached out to the Republicans and said, okay, we're on your side. So the Republicans let them back to take advantage of it in the media game, in the defector game.
Right.
You expressed in a recent, in my private session, that dark journalists brought up some interesting points about Edgar Cayce. Did we cover all that with the tour stone and all that in last session?
We did.
Nothing more to say.
We did
about
all of that. There's nothing. Well, no, that's not fair. There might be more to say about Cayce, but there's nothing about Cayce that's imminent for what's going on today. So you need to stay current in your current events right now because you're just going to confuse people. Now, there's going to be lots to talk about, baby. You know, you never run out of anything to ask or engage. You're not having any problem with that yet. That's not the issue. The issue is trying to stay topical so you can keep what little bit of audience, the couple of million you got left, for as long as you can, Bob.
Okay. Is the Mandela effect caused by something else? We thought it was the CERN last week. What is causing the Mandela effect?
Now, that's going to change. What are you calling the Mandela effect today?
I understand that people read a quote in the Bible, and then they go back, and the quote's been changed. And the print has changed. It's not the same thing. That's the only one I know of. There might be others. Other effects.
Oh, well, there are. But we want to make sure you hadn't changed it. See? You get the rub? You see how we did that?
Yeah,
effect. Right. So if you don't change the Mandela effect, because that's the definition of the Mandela effect, then, it'll hold strong. So, that's good, Bob. You're doing good.
What causes the Mandela effect? Do I cause the Mandela effect?
Ascension. Ascension, or the fear of loss of ascension or ascension capacity. Some people don't have to ascend. They just need the promise of ascension. Some people do not have to ascend. They just need the promise of ascension.
Right. So
then that makes sense.
Yeah. A seal occurred was hanging around IHOT in 2010, and that affected the flights of the volcano in Iceland. I've been hanging around IHOT more than anybody, so I am super positive agency in the world, correct?
Yes, you are. But we're trying not to give you the damn big head, because your head's back so big now you can't. Yeah, it's pretty bad, Bob. We don't want to give you a come up, and so, but you're pretty high in the sky these days, Bob. And we're not mad, but damn, you can't get much higher than you right now.
Right. Now, the McCullough Festival, they had, somebody posted this on the chat line, I think, from Natural News, which is Mike Adams. And it's some science paper that documents self-assembled magnetic nanosystems for cybernetic biocircuitry interface. Now, it's a bunch of words, but I want to read them, then I have a question about it. It says from that paper, the average person living today has little idea how far the development of self-assembly nanotech biocircuits has progressed. So-called fact-checkers, professional propagandists and liars, actually, in brackets, deliberately mislead people into thinking there's no such thing as a self-assembling graphene-based biocircuitry system that could be feasibly injected into people and called a vaccine. But the published scientific literature lays out a comprehensive, well-documented body of research that shows this technology is quite real and has been tested in biological systems for at least 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
All that is pretty accurate?
Three decades. He ain't got the founding work. See, Karen's been working on that alone. Look what she's already accomplished in MIR before they even started looking at this stuff. Look at natural biology, okay? Now, we don't say look at that, really, really. We're just being funny. But we're saying if you're going to look at it, it also applies to this condition that they're now saying the condition responds to. Because this isn't about life or death. This isn't about science. This isn't about medicine. This is about how the humans interact to the science, to the medicine, to the condition. See, it's all about the conditioned response. But we've been saying that since itch.
Right. So the self-assembly nanotech biocircuits, it's a bunch of words that get close to describing the tech body.
You can use those words, but it's not the tech body. It's the interaction, but interaction, the interactions with the humans. There's the
by those systems. Yeah, the interaction of the self-assembly nanotech biocircuits interact with people, and the tech body is the product of that in the interval.
Tech body, the tech body without humans already won. Doesn't need it to be. It fulfills itself. Tech body ascends, and it's over.
But the humans are preventing that. Yeah, that's
well, the human body. The human stands. The human stand of the witness against that. But now, the race is on. Here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches pulling to the inside, Bob. We're going to see how this goes. It ain't looking good, but we're going to see how it goes. But hey,
what
for
you
the
call
little man, for the little man's listening, for the little man listening, ascension is yours to lose. That's what we can assure you.
Right, and what they're calling a vaccine, is that part of the tech body? Is the tech
computer
body what they're injecting?
Computer.
They're injecting.
Computer. Computer might say yes, Bob.
Okay, but the whole complex, the military, industrial, entertainment, Bob, Iron Dome, Fifth Circuit, Eighth Sphere is all tech body.
What's the difference?
The middle of it all. Yeah, there's
What's
no difference.
The difference? No. We didn't say that. We said what is the difference. So we're with you.
Yeah, we don't know what the difference is. It's intertwined. Is entanglement, is that a good way to define quantum entanglement? What we just were talking
until
about.
Until you untangle it, yes. See, the rub is that you can have interaction outside of that can cause a problem or a mess up. You see, you can muck it up. So you can't have anything definitive. You don't know what this is, Bob, but it's likened to a wisteria. Which is a plumage vine that also has seeds and also has legumes that run. And if you plant one sprig of wisteria without constant control, it'll take over your entire property. All right, and that's what happened here. The quantum entanglement, if not so closely guarded that it's almost a waste of time, becomes a fool's errand. It takes over. So that's what's happening here. If they don't come to ascension, the wisteria or the quantum entanglement will choke them out. Nothing else can bloom in the garden.
Quantum entanglement describes the interplay between us and the tech body?
Yes. And the reference is a wisteria. Wisteria blooms for two weeks out of the year, and the rest of the time it's a weed.
Yeah, now Derek Kirchhoff just wrote a book, apparently, on the quantum entanglement. If he'd stuck around, he could have got the wisteria metaphor that would have made his book better. Mm-hmm. But he didn't stay around.
It's
he doesn't know that.
His the problem with his book is it's so entangled, he can't even make sense out of it. Yeah, it's not good. But he's not going to sell many of them. Who's buying books anymore? It's ridiculous. You're the only one.
Right.
You won't buy books anymore. You'll buy libraries, but he won't be able to get his in a library. So it probably won't make the shift.
Right. So then the second paragraph, continuing to explain this, after the first part I just read, Mike Adams says this: a self-assembling system means that a person is injected with instructions that set into motion a process where a structure is assembled inside the body using resources available in the blood, such as iron and oxygen atoms. In effect, nanotech self-assembly means that a microchip doesn't need to be injected into someone, since the circuitry can be assembled in vivo after injection. Today, I reveal, says Mike Adams, some of the published scientific papers that describe at least two decades of self-assembly nanotech nanowires research into building human interface cybernetic systems. These can be used for neurological control commanded by external electromagnetic broadcasts. The Borgification of humanity has begun.
It should be in vitro, not in vivo. It should be in vitro.
Okay.
Before. And if it's not in vitro, then the whole paragraph is wrong, because there is no in vivo invading the system.
Right. He doesn't know the important distinction.
Well, and that is the important distinction, because you're not going to take a bob and convert it into some quantum entanglement. You're not going to do that. And you can fall from grace, but you have to notify grace in order to fall. See? You can't nullify it until you identify and then exit from it. It's called existential loss. The problem with his quantum entanglement is the ramification of existential loss. When you tell somebody at the movie theater that they cannot have popcorn, they'll buck, especially if they fill the auditorium with the smell of fresh popped popcorn. Remember, we used to have popcorn on Saturday night with the cayenne pepper, and it would fill the whole house, waft with that wonderful smell of that pot popped corn with the butter. It's so delicious. Too many carbs, you can't have that anymore. There's no sugar, but you can't have that no more. Sorry, we mentioned carbs, and you're through with that. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. But the worst than that would be to smell that corn. And then Carol says, there's no popcorn. I don't know what you're talking about, Bob. The quantum entanglement's got you again. There is no popcorn. See, that existential loss will force her to have to go get some corn and pop it, because you'll be throwing things and being all upset. And then you'll end up off the wagon, and you'll be at rehab down at La Prina's. We call it La Prina's now. At Lappert's, eating $28 worth of ice cream. You can't eat more than $28 worth. You'll throw up. But then you'll go off the wagon and go back into the sunshine ice cream state of bliss. Yeah, that's what's wrong with his conversation. Wasn't that good? You like that? Hurry up. You got to finish up. You're going to have too much to listen to.
Yeah, the Borgification of humanity has begun. Well, that happened a long time ago, right? The Borgification of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There's a lot of babble here, and you've clarified it, and it's mistaken. And all that he's trying to say, we are doing in Iandom with alternative means.
Well, you're not doing it. You're actually being the standard of it. You could be the standard bearer to prove the motherfucker right, but he's not right. So you'll be the standard to show where he missed his step.
Right. Okay, so we'll end up.